KJAN Sports.
It is time now for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports last night in men's college hoops, Sam Merrill scored 20 points as host Utah State beat Northern Iowa 71-52 at the Mountain West Missouri Valley Conference Challenge. The Aggies snapped a two-game losing skid and are now 2-2 in their annual contest. Merrill, a junior guard who led all scorers with 50 points in two games during the MGM main event in Las Vegas, made 7 of 14 field goals in all four of his free throw attempts. Luke McDonald scored 14 points to lead Northern Iowa. The Panthers slipped to 3-4 on the season. In top 25 college men's basketball last night, number 4 Virginia beat number 24 Maryland 76-71. Tennessee, number 6, defeated Eastern Kentucky 95-67. 7th-ranked Michigan over number 11 North Carolina 84-67. 8th-rated Auburn beat St. Peter's 99-49. 10th-ranked Kentucky over Monmouth 90-44. Number 15 Florida State topping number 19 Purdue 73-72. And Syracuse knocked off number 16 Ohio State 72-62. Also in Big Ten Conference play last night, Rutgers beat Miami 57-54, Northwestern over Georgia Tech 67-61. In the Big 12, it was West Virginia topping Rider 92-78. From the Big East Conference, Creighton a winner over Montana 98-72, Xavier beat Miami of Ohio 82-55, Georgetown over Richmond 90-82, DePaul beat Cleveland State 83-73. Also, in addition to Northern Iowa's loss last night, other Missouri Valley Conference action saw Evansville beat Wyoming 86-78, IUPUI beat Bradley 85-73, Illinois State over BYU in overtime 92-89, Air Force beat Missouri State 88-69, Indiana State over San Jose State 86-57, and Valparaiso beat UNLV 72-64 last night. Learfield Sports has suspended Iowa play-by-play broadcaster Gary Dolphin for two games for negative comments directed at Hawkeyes guard Maishie Daly that inadvertently made it onto the air during a commercial break on Tuesday. Iowa announced on Wednesday that Dolphin, who has broadcast Hawkeye games for over 20 years, will miss Friday's game against number 22 Wisconsin and Monday's game at number 9 Michigan State after comments dismissive of Daly's play aired during Tuesday's 69-68 win over Pittsburgh. Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta says the suspension is because of those comments, as well as some ongoing tensions that have built up over the past couple of years. Dolphin apologized for his comments after the win over the Panthers. Dolphin did not swear or use any inappropriate language, but sounded exasperated as he criticized Daly for dribbling with his head down into a double team. Well, Sierra Duffy made 5 three-pointers and scored 17 points. Allison Ahrens added 3 three-pointers and 11 points. And South Dakota beat number 23 Iowa State 64-59 last night in women's college hoops. The Cyclones rallied from an 18-point fourth-quarter deficit to pull within 3 points with a minute 19 left. But Madison McKeever's free throws with 14 seconds left sealed it for South Dakota. South Dakota knocked down 6 three-pointers in the second quarter to outscore Iowa State 22-9 to take a 35-18 halftime advantage. Madison Wise made 3 three-pointers and scored a season-high 19 points for Iowa State as they entered one of just 37 unbeaten teams in Division I. Bridget Carlton added 14 points as Iowa State falls to 5-1 on the year. Cyclones return home to play Arkansas Sunday in the SEC Big 12 Challenge. Becca Hittner scored 15 of her 23 points in the fourth quarter, helping number 24 Drake pull away for an 85-69 win over Creighton last night. Hittner matched her season high and surpassed 1,000 points in her career for the Bulldogs. She was 3-for-3 on three-pointers and made 10 of 12 free throws to lead Drake's 18-for-21 shooting at the line. Drake outscored the Blue Jays 13-3 to start the fourth quarter, stretching their lead to 75-62, and Creighton got no closer than 11 points for the rest of the way. Sarah Ryan added 17 points and 13 rebounds, while Sammy Baccarat had 9 rebounds for the Bulldogs as they improved to 7-1 on the season. Well, the Big Ten ACC Challenge will provide a big one for the 14th-ranked Iowa Hawkeye women tonight when they visit top-ranked and defending national champion Notre Dame. Iowa coach Lisa Bluter says it's one that they are looking forward to.
I think this group just likes challenges. I think they like every challenge and every opportunity. And so it doesn't matter really if it's, you know, number one or Florida State or Western Kentucky or Iowa State. Like, they just like challenges.
At 4-1, Bluter says the Hawkeyes will need to be outstanding in all phases to have a chance.
We know that it's going to be the ultimate challenge of the year. And it's the toughest challenge anybody can put themselves into. But at the same time, time. Our team is excited about having this opportunity because how many times do you get to play the number one team in the nation? How many times do you get to go play the defending national champion? It doesn't happen very often.
Luter says it's as big a challenge as the Hawkeyes will face all season.
It's a tough scenario, but you know what we talk to our team about is just being our best and going in there and trying to be our best. And don't worry about the scoreboard. Don't worry about the opponent. And we want to do that with every single game. You should always just try to be your best, and that's what we go into this game thinking.
Tip-off is set for 6 o'clock tonight at the Joyce Center near South Bend, Indiana. In football news, Iowa's T.J. Hockenson was named the Quelec Clark tight end of the year by the Big Ten Conference on Wednesday. Hockenson and his teammate and fellow tight end Noah Fant were both named to the first team All-Big Ten. Hockenson was a first-team choice by the media, while the coaches elected Fant as a first-team selection. The two took second-team honors in the spots that they weren't on the first team. Nebraska's Stanley Morgan Jr. was picked to the second team by both the coaches and the media, while J.D. Spielman was a third-team choice by both. Running back Divine Ozigbo made for another third-team selection for the Huskers by the media. Iowa offensive linemen Ross Reynolds and Larrick Jackson were both picked to the second team by the coaches, while Jackson was a second-team pick by the media, Reynolds a third-team by the media. Another Iowa lineman, Keegan Render, was the third-team center from the media. Some honorable mentions for Iowa include Render on the coach's side, Tristan Wirfs, both the coaches and the media, and Amir Smith-Marset by the media. Iowa State head coach Matt Campbell was honored as the Big 12's Chuck Ninus Coach of the Year Award winner on Wednesday. The Cyclones head coach was joined by Oklahoma's Lincoln Riley in being honored with that award. Iowa State's Greg Eisworth was also named the Defensive Newcomer of the Year, while Kansas freshman Puka Williams Jr. was named the Offensive Freshman of the Year, and Dalton Reisner of Kansas State was one of three named the Offensive Lineman of the Year. For Eisworth, he was the only Cyclone picked on the first team All-Big 12. Kansas Williams was honored on the first team as a running back and return specialist. The Jayhawks also had a defensive lineman and linebacker on the first team. Second team selections from Iowa State include David Montgomery at running back, Hakeem Butler at wide receiver, Charlie Kohler at tight end, Kenne Nagawu at kick returner and punt returner, Jaquan Bailey at defensive line, Ray Lima at defensive line, and Brian Peavy as a defensive back were all second team selections for the Cyclones. Iowa State safety Lawrence White says the Cyclones are glad they have a 12th game. ISU hosts Drake Saturday in a game that was arranged to replace the season opener against South Dakota State that was canceled by the weather.
Now, we wanted to get that game back really bad. It was a lot of emotions, you know, that first game, and everybody was excited. So we were kind of disappointed when we couldn't play, but we're happy to get this opportunity.
It also gives the Cyclones a chance to play another home game.
But we were really excited, you know, just to have an opportunity to play in Jack Trice again just with these seniors. You know, that was big for me. You know, I love this team, and I love these seniors. So just to do it one more time, you know, that was exciting for all of us.
That's an 11 o'clock kickoff on Saturday up in Ames. In other college football news, Georgia Tech suddenly finds itself in the market for a head football coach. Paul Johnson is retiring after 11 seasons with the Yellow Jackets, making the surprising announcement Wednesday after meeting with his players. He'll continue to coach the team until after its bowl game. The 61-year-old Johnson was 82-59 with three trips to the ACC championship game while at Georgia Tech. The Jackets have gone to 8 bowl games and are eligible for a 9th after recording a 7-5 record this year. Johnson also had a 6-year run at Navy, going 45-29 from 2002 to 2007 before he headed to Atlanta. Purdue football coach Jeff Brohm has told athletic director Mike Bobinski that he intends to keep his job with the Boilermakers rather than take the head coaching job at his alma mater, Louisville. Brohm is 13-12 in 2 seasons and has taken the Boilermakers to back-to-back bowl games for the first time since 2011-12. He beat rival Indiana both years and pulled off one of this season's most shocking upsets in October with a 29-point rout of then-number-2 Ohio State. And in NFL news, Eric Berry was back on the Chiefs practice field Wednesday for the first time since early in training camp, though it remains unclear when the star safety will be ready for games. Berry tore his Achilles tendon in last season's opener and rejoined the team for the start of training camp last summer before being sidelined by a troublesome heel problem. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.